Man, crazy to think the NBA regular season wraps Sunday. Our guest, a returning champ, brings you the Pels and Whistles podcast, also a content creator. Visit relmyers.com. Covers the Pelicans as we head for New Orleans. She's repping the 504. Rel Myers returns. Rel, great having you back. How's life in the Big Easy?
Not too bad. Today we had a pretty stormy day. Lots of downpour in a short amount of time, so we had a little bit of flooding, but I'm all right where I am. And so I've just been having a pretty lazy day waiting to have a chat with you.
Cool. I'm honored to that you sidestepped the storm so you could talk with us. So it's not NBA related, but I saw you posted something on Twitter earlier in the week, a repost from a media member about Dawn Staley. I lived in Philly for a while. Believe me, she is Philly through and through. Olympic golds as a player, a coach, just finished an unbeaten season. How great is it to just see people who might not have fully known, just learning more about her, who is just so important in the history of the women's game?
It's great. It's great to see the success that she's had over there in South Carolina. I mean, in the last 3 years, I think she's lost three games. Like, her record, something like 109-3 or something crazy like that. But just even in terms of just representation, you know, she's doing really, really good stuff there. And now, you know, of course, there's people like, oh, well, she should go coach this team. She should coach that team. I think she's great where she is. And she's done a really good job recruiting some high-character women for her program there.
I want to get to Zion because, always a little bit of a lightning rod. Some were confused why he didn't come back for last year's playoffs. So some pressure entering this season. Now healthy. Their only starter who's played more games is Herb Jones. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think you don't hear all that much about him nationally. You see him up close. Fair to say, he's having a really, really nice season. And we know he's got a unique skill set.
Yeah, it's weird because he doesn't get talked about in the national spotlight unless there's something going on off of the court, right?
Right.
We saw a lot of drama in the off season with the girl who said that they were together and all these things, and people talked a lot about that, but no one's talking about what he's doing on the court. And I think he has quietly put together a decent All-NBA campaign for himself. You know, maybe he can make third team or something like that, but he is – definitely playing like he has something to prove. I personally like to see him a little bit more active on defense on a more consistent basis. He's on it now, later this season, but earlier in the season, didn't really have that part of his game put together yet. But, I mean, he's averaging nearly 23 points this season, 5.8 rebounds and 5 assists. I couldn't ask for much more out of him aside from that.
You know, another aspect of this team that had been an area of concern, you brought it up on Twitter yesterday, how they play away from home. I mean, not really strong away the past 2 years. And I know they just won at Portland, which is not really a magic act at this point. But only the Celtics have more road victories. I mean, how big has that been? As, oddly enough, they haven't really been dominant at home.
It's really cool to see them being able to figure things out and put it together on the road. I haven't thought that they've done so bad at home this season. I mean, the way I look at it is they're still over 500 at home. And, yeah, it could be better. But, you know, we've seen them lose so many leads early in the season. They were blowing all these double-digit leads and things. But as it stands right now, they're 21 and like 18 or something at home. Not terrible, but, yeah, it could be better. But on the road... yeah, 26-14, I believe. That's a pretty good road record. If they could just replicate that at home, I think they'd be much better off. But the standings are just so packed anyway. I don't think they'd be much higher up than they are right now.
Yeah, no, the West is nuts. I'm talking with Rel Myers of the Pels and Whistles podcast. And, of course, the injury report is a factor. Brandon Ingram, part of what they want to be, you know, that big three, hurt his knee against the Magic about 3 weeks ago. Some thought he might be back in there. So what's the word on his health? And, obviously, if they're going to have any kind of serious playoff run, he's got to be right there.
Yeah, he's definitely got to be ready. I think anytime he comes back from an injury, like that, it takes him, you know, 3 or 4 games to get his legs back, and we don't have that kind of time, you know? We've got 3 games left in the regular season. Willie Green's latest update on him is that he has been doing some player development work, and he's starting to do a little bit of one-on-one, so there is progress being made. I just don't know how long it's going to take for you to get from one-on-one to, you know, 5-on-5 in practice to actually playing in an NBA game again. You know, hopefully he can maybe get in there on Sunday for the last game of the season. We got at home against the Lakers. And if we can get the 6th seed, then we'll have, you know, 4 or 5 days off before we start the playoffs. And so he'll be able to kind of make a little bit more progress. But, yeah, we just don't have enough time for him to get his legs back. So that's the unfortunate thing about the timing of this injury, too, because this season's been the most game he's played since he's been a Pelican.
Yeah, you get that difference between the 6 and the playoff team and the 7 and the play-in team. And you mentioned Willie Green. I'm happy you did, the 3rd-year head coach. He's increased his win total each season. He's only 41. He's one of the younger head coaches. And they're top 15 in offense, top 10 in points allowed. You follow him closely. Well, what stands out to you about Coach Green, who I think flies a little under the coaching radar because he does a terrific job?
I think he's done a good job at getting the guys to buy in on the defensive end. I think that's really, really important, and it shows in the defensive effort that we have, and not just from a guy like Herb Jones who does it every night, but even guys like Zion. You know, the other night he went out there and got 5 blocks, a career high in 5 blocks, you know, and so they're playing good team defense, and like you said, he's increased his win total every single year. His first year he had 36, second year he had 42, and right now he's at 47. So, you know, if they get to 48, that's 6 wins every year that he's improved on. And again, could have been more, but there was a lot of, you know, mistakes being made early in the season that hopefully they've learned on and they can, you know, close out these games a little bit better. But very young coach, already got an over 500 record in his young coaching career. And not sure moving forward if he's going to continue to be their guy. His contract is about to be up. But I guess we'll just have to wait until after the postseason and see what happens with that.
Yeah, I read he makes like $1.2 million in this day and age. It's almost like he's an hourly employee.
It's not much. Yeah, we let go of Stan Van Gundy before him, and so it's like we're still paying Stan. We got to pay him too. So I guess they decided, you know what, young coach, let's see what he's capable of. Let's see if he can earn another contract. And, you know, maybe he'll get another one, and I'm sure it'll be a nice raise if he does get another contract.
Right. Couple final thoughts for Rel Myers, Pels and Whistles podcast. The MVP race is kind of intriguing. I know the numbers right now lean towards Nikola Jokic. Doncic is playing out of his mind. Yeah, I don't think you can dismiss Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with what he's done at OKC. You think this is still up in the air, or do you think there's a pick you'd be comfortable making right now?
I think it may still be up in the air. I'm definitely leaning towards Nikola Jokic. I just feel like there's not a guy in the league that's more important to the success of their team than he is, right? Which is like basically the definition of the MVP award. But yeah, you definitely can't ignore guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and what Luka's been able to do with, you know, that Dallas team. They were down there in play-in territory for the majority of the season, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just were able to put together a pretty good run here to make themselves, you know, fly into the top 6. So, got to give Luka a little nod there too. But for me personally, I'm still going to go with Jokic. But I feel like people may have Jokic fatigue, so I don't know if he's going to get it.
Yeah, it you know, a lot of people talked last year, should he win 3 in a row? So you never know exactly where the voters' heads are at. But the last thing I want to get to, it looks like Karl Anthony Towns will be back. So how much does that upgrade Minnesota? Can this young Thunder team respond with the pressure of the playoffs? We just talked about the champs. You know, they got the Clippers. How much do you believe in your Pelicans? So who strikes you right now as the team or two teams that to beat in the Western Conference?
Well, I think one of them is going to be the team with my MVP vote. It's going to be the Denver Nuggets. You know, they're the defending champs. They've got the playoff experience necessary to, you know, go ahead and win 1 round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds, and so on. Minnesota's got a bit of experience. They're doing really well this season, and I did not necessarily see that coming. But with OKC, I think they've got a chance to, you know, make it out of the first round. They may be a second round exit just because they're young and don't have that playoff experience. But they'll be back and they'll be better for it. the following year. But like you said, the West is so stacked. Next year, you got to worry about teams like Memphis getting back on top because they had consecutive 51 seasons.
Right.
Now you got to worry about them coming back. So, but for this season, I think Denver's going to take the West. They may even go ahead and repeat. But again, got to give a nod to Minnesota and OKC for sure.
Yeah, OKC is interesting. And like, hey, you guys, you're too young. You haven't experienced growing pains yet. Not just yet.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah. She's Rel Myers.
Young coach, too.
Oh, that's true. Check out the Pels and Whistles podcast. You can link it from her Twitter account, at Rel Myers. Also visit relmyers.com. Just a ton of good content and her love of hoops. Rel, great catching up. Wishing you well. Enjoy the postseason. And, of course, look forward to talking again down the road.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. Take care.
All right. Take it easy.